Hey yo. Hey, hello, fam. Ran fam, ran crew. Y'all still there? Y'all still with me? Welcome back, guys, to Rant of a Christian Millennial. It's your girl and your host, the one and only Onyinye. Guys, I'm sorry. I know it's been almost like, what, 2-3 months? But let me tell you something. It has been for a very good reason. Your girl has just really been trying to put her life together and, you know, just take care of business. You know, 2020 has been real. 2020 has been the ghetto. 2020 has been a gumbo, like one of my friends Titi had mentioned to me the other time, and I thought it was a very, very apt description of what 2020 has been so far. Oh, and by the way, by the time you'll be listening to this, it would be the, what's the day's date? I think it's the 24th of November. And we're 3 days from Thanksgiving, 2 days from Thanksgiving in America. So the year is definitely coming to an end. And then 2020 has been a gumbo in the sense that, like, so much has happened in this year. I know definitely for me, it's the kind of year where it's like, I know that I've definitely grown. And then I've stopped growing. And then I've grown. And then I've developed like a very unhealthy relationship with Netflix. And and I have felt guilty about my unhealthy relationship with Netflix, you know. So it really has just been a lot. But hey, welcome back to Rats of a Christian Millennial. And if you're listening to this, thank you for being patient. And thank you for, you know, just riding it with me as I'm really trying to figure it out here. Literally, this is like a spur of the moment thing, because I was in the middle of like studying and I was like caught up and lost my thoughts. So I was just like, and I literally just saw myself picking up my laptop and just walking into my closet, and here I am recording. I don't know where this episode is going to lead us, but let's just ride it out together and see where it leads us. All right, so yo, what have I been up to? Let me see. Your girl has been trying to mind her business, you know. Literally mind my business. I think I've been doing a lot of burying my head under the ground. Because sometimes you just need to just focus on yourself, drink your water, mind your business. Especially in a world where there's a lot trying to attack your sanity. There's a lot trying to attack your hope, your faith. You have to learn how to kind of protect yourself and protect your mind, even though protecting yourself and protecting your mind definitely looks like shutting yourself out from the world or from people sometimes. I think that is very, 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 very much needed. So I've been up to a lot of school stuff. As I've mentioned before, this is my final year. this is my final year. And this fall semester has been a roller coaster. I find myself doing things that I have never really done before. Taking classes that if you told me like this 2 years ago that you're going to be taking these classes, I'd have been like, nah, get out the door. These are not the classes I'll typically take. They've been very challenging. But these classes have managed to like push me, you know, to they're making me very mad, very upset. But the classes are pushing me in a very good way. And sometimes in a bad way. I want to sometimes curse and punch all of my professors in the face, but at the same time, I still kind of love them because they are also good at their job, and and the knowledge I'm getting from them is very profitable. School, your girl has been trying to, you know, be physically fit. Ooh, let me tell you guys about this one time. I ran for 2 miles for 4 days every single day. It was supposed to be for 1 week. I called it the 2 mile challenge. So basically every day I'll wake up and I ran for 2 miles. And when I tell you that one particular day, your girl ran for 2 miles without stopping. That was one of like the best workout sections I've ever had and one of the best runs I've had, because I straight up ran for 2 miles and I did not stop. I did not power walk. I did not do any of that. I just ran clean. So yeah, I remembered in the last episode I think I had mentioned I was going to be 2% vegan. Well, that ended as quickly as it started, because my vegan journey was really about drinking a green smoothie every morning. But man, I beg, I don't have that strength. I thought I could survive on drinking to like mason jars of a green smoothie every morning, but nah, my metabolism is too high for that, you know. But yeah, I think that's really all that I've been up to so far. But what say ye, Ran fam, what has been going on with you? Have you been drinking your water? Have you been minding your business? Have you been focusing on yourself to be the best version of yourself, both mentally, both spiritually, both financially, academically? What is it? What have you been up to? I want you to ask yourself that question, okay? What is it that you've been up to? Ask yourself. What is my life about? Yeah, I'm definitely in your business right now. All right, so our show today, what are we going to talk about? I think I have it in mind to talk about things I've learned in this season so far. I think the first thing I would say I've learned so far in this season is that sometimes having a drama-free life does not mean a non-exciting life. Or having a drama-free life doesn't mean your life is not exciting. Let me explain. So, when I was younger, I used to have a penchant for very dramatic things. I wanted my romances to be dramatic. I wanted my gestures to be grand. I wanted everything to be very dramatic, because I feel like somehow the more drama you have in your life, the more exciting your life is. But I'm beginning to realize that drama causes blood pressure to go high. Drama causes anxiety. Drama causes drama. Drama causes stress. And sometimes, man, if your life is not dramatic, it doesn't mean that your life is not exciting. You know, it doesn't mean that nothing is going on. If you're living like a quiet, easy, peaceful life, it doesn't mean there is anything wrong with your life. It doesn't mean that there is nothing. Like, we don't have to live our lives like a reality TV show, you know? Like, the real world is already like a ratchet TV show already. Why do we feel like we need to cause more problems, you know? Why do we feel like we need to hook up with that one person that will make us just go gung-ho crazy? Or why do we feel like we need to, like, you know, I don't know what being overly dramatic would look for. I mean, why do you feel like we have to go around looking for trouble when trouble is not calling us? You know, that kind of thing I mean. So it's like sometimes just having an easy, peaceful, simple life with nobody banging at your door or nobody like hitting you up, sometimes it's just okay. And that takes me to the next point. And this is quite personal. Being alone doesn't mean lonely. Why do I say this? Well, okay, y'all know that I am single. Well, if you do not know, now you know. I am single and I am married to Jesus. I tell myself I'm married to Jesus. And as a single young lady, sometimes there are times where I really do like desire a more like intimate emotional connection with somebody, like with a companion. And so it's like it gets me in a funk sometimes, right? But I think in this season of my life, I've constantly had to remind myself that like the fact that I am alone right now, the fact that I don't have anybody to hit me up or anybody to call bae or anybody to do like cute romantic things, it doesn't necessarily mean that I am lonely, you know, because alone and lonely means two different things, you know. I'm not lonely because I have people around me that genuinely love me and genuinely care about me. I have my sister in the parlor right now. You guys have heard from her talk. I will literally go and like mess with her. I have my younger brother downstairs, and I have my best friend. I have a community of women that I can always reach out to, you know. I'm not lonely. I'm just do not have day at this point. And you know, it's all right, you know. It's all right to be alone sometimes, you know. It's all right to not. It's all right. It's fine. You know, it doesn't mean that there's something necessarily wrong. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong and I am lonely. It just means that in this season of my life, I just have to, you know, find other form of intimacies with people. And when I mean other form of intimacies with people, I mean like maybe strengthening the bonds I have with my family, meeting new people, you know, helping with kid, like loving the kids around me, because I'm really a kids lover, you know. Find intimacies and find emotional connections that will kind of like make up for what might seem like an opening at this point in my life, you know. So yeah, I might be alone right now, but I'm not lonely, you know. I'm not sad. I'm not depressed. I'm just doing me at this point. And you know what, I'm trying to come to terms with the fact that that's okay, it's fine. Sometimes I would have to be alone. Sometimes I would have to learn to sit with my own thoughts, to be by myself, to know like what triggers me or what I like or what of my intricacies, you know. So it's completely fine sometimes. The next thing I've learned, I'm learning in this season, is that sometimes progress is going to look like pain. And TBH, I am sobby myself, because I know that I'm this kind of person and that I have this like romanticized idea of what success should look like, you know. For example, I am in my final year, and if I do say so myself, I am like an honor student. Well, currently my academic standing is like an honors. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm on the D's list, you know. You know, but like I always like romanticize the idea of what it means to be successful, like academically. Like I envision how sometimes I'll walk on the platform and wear like my honor string on my neck, and and like with the claps and everybody cheering me and my family. Well, so when it comes to do the nitty-gritty work that will get me to that point, it's hard for me to do. Like when it comes to like turning in that homework or completing that paper or doing that research, like currently I'm working on my thesis. Like I can't even like read or watch videos that will help me to like do my data analysis and all that stuff. But I just always romanticize the idea of finally or successfully finishing, you know. But even in I try to avoid the pain that comes with it, or when pain comes with it, I try to make it seem like it's a bad thing that I'm going through pain, you know. But sometimes like making progress will look like pain, you know, like being the best that you can, stretching yourself will be painful. Like, you know, think about what it takes for kids. Like when we're kids, like we always have to fall like tons of times before we finally learn to walk. So that takes pain. Sometimes progress will look like pain. Sometimes progress will look like staying up all night to study for an exam. Progress will look like staying, like probably sometimes like shutting other people out of your life to come up with a business plan. Or progress will look like having to like downsize on expenses because you're trying to clear up your debts or loans, or you're trying to save for something better. Like progress is painful sometimes. Like as humans, we have to learn to come to terms with that, and that is that, you know. It's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be like hickory dory. So yeah, that's another thing I've learned this season. What else, man? Trying to think. I don't think I can. You know, the crazy thing about it is that like when I'm not recording, I legit walk around with ideas in my head of what I want to say or what I want to talk about, but right now it eludes me. I don't know why, but it's just leaving my head. What's the next one? It's okay to not be okay. Yeah, that's what just like, I just felt that like drop in my heart right now. It's okay to not be okay, man. Sometimes things are not going to be good. Sometimes you're not going to feel okay. Sometimes you're not going to feel like you can get through some things, and that's fine. No, it's okay to not be okay. Yeah. But anyways, I don't know. What are you guys thinking of so far? Another thing, I'm slowly thinking about my 25th birthday is coming on the 3rd of December. And I'm traveling to Denver, Colorado. I'm going skiing with a group of people, and I am excited about it. I still don't know how I'm supposed to ski, and I still don't know how I'm supposed to be in the snow, because you know I live in Houston and it's never snowed. So expect to hear about some FOB, fresh off the boat behavior. But I'm very excited about that, and I don't know. I think I'm also excited about what the next year is going to bring for me. Turning 25 just seems like a big one, because you know, it really feels like you are now in the middle of a young adult and an adult, and it feels like age is slowly creeping up on you. Like, I can swear that my metabolism is not as fast as it used to be anymore. But it's okay to not be okay, right? But yeah, I wake up and I feel really anxious that, wow, 25 is coming. What is my life like? What is it going to be like? I don't know. Honestly, I'm just learning to just literally take life one step at a time and the way it comes, and literally wake up in the morning and be like, okay, God, I'm here. I'm doing this thing called life again. Will you just be with me as you get through this thing with me? So yeah, 25 is knocking on my door. I'm excited to see what possibilities are out there for me. And I'm excited about this trip. I might just you guys about it depending on how I'm feeling and when I come back again. But yeah, guys, so that's it. It's been good just coming back to randomly talk about nothing in particular with literally no script, no plan, nothing. I hope this randomness makes sense to you guys, to be honest. But yeah. Till I see you next time. Stay blessed. Bye. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. I'm beginning to have this unhealthy binge marathon with this show called The Crown. Is about the British monarchy, no, Queen Elizabeth to be in particular. And it's so funny because, like, I don't know why I'm watching this, and I don't know why I'm so enthralled by it, because it's like, it's the British, and the British are boring people. Well, I'm sorry, British people, if I have any British listeners, but they're uptight and they're so, like, stuffy. And I usually don't watch shows. I'm usually, like, watching, like, comedies or romantic shows. But this is so uptight and so stuffy. And the royal family, for that matter, even makes it times too upset and stuffy. But for some reason, I'm just so fascinated by this show. And I've just been watching it. But yeah, I thought I should just mention that. Okay, guys. I'm going to try to go back to writing my thesis. No, I'm not going to write my... I'm going to try to write my results because of the data analysis that I've been doing. And I'm going to try, you know. Maybe I'll stay up all night. That's probably what progress is going to look like for me today. But yeah. I'll see you guys. No. You guys will hear from me soon. Soon enough. Bye.